MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 22, 2025. Some new state funding will be helping preschool programs, and there's a drive to aid women in military service being organized by a Gloucester woman. Mostly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:22 a.m. and 11:33 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that school districts across the state are getting a fresh infusion of state funding to help expand universal pre-kindergarten and other early education programs. The State Department of Early Education and Care announced Thursday that it is distributing $20.3 million in Commonwealth Preschool Partnership Initiative grants to more than 100 preschool programs in public schools, YMCAs, Head Start, and other community-based settings. Locally, Lawrence, Haverhill, and Salem Public Schools will each be getting $1 million grant, and Gloucester Public Schools will be getting $609,905 in grant money. The Gloucester Times is reporting that for 8 years, Pauline's Gifts owner, Pauline Bresnahan, has been organizing a women-to-women drive to collect personal items for women in the military serving in active duty overseas that will be shipped to them. This year will be the same, with the drive running this Saturday, August 23, to next Saturday, August 30, just before Labor Day. Items are packed and shipped by Operation Troop Support volunteers in Danvers in early November, so they will arrive for Christmas, according to a press release. Items needed include women's personal hygiene products of all kinds, hair elastics, combs, brushes, underwear and support bras, flip-flops, toilet seat covers, cotton socks, single-serving snacks, granola bars, protein bars, baby wipes, deodorant, note cards, crossword books, lip balm, razors, dental floss, toothbrushes, toothpaste and shampoo, conditioner and lotion in 8-ounce containers. Items can be dropped off at Pauline's Gifts, 512 Essex Avenue, Gloucester, during business hours, or at Cape Ann Veterans Services Building, 12 Emerson Avenue in Gloucester. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Sophia Harris is writing on itemlive.com, the town of Marblehead became the backdrop for History Thursday as Marines, local officials, and residents gathered at Fort Sewell to celebrate the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. The event marked the start of Marine Week Boston, a series of commemorations running from August 20 to 25 across Greater Boston. It combined traditional military ceremony with Marblehead's deep Revolutionary War roots, reinforcing the community's role in the nation's founding and the Corps' legacy. The afternoon ceremony began with music by the Quantico Marine Band just before the presentation of colors, the national anthem, and a dramatic flyover of jet fighters. And the local of Ipswich reports the North Shore Water Resilience Task Force is exploring alternative water supplies for communities that rely on the increasingly strained Ipswich River watershed. More than 350,000 people from Burlington to Ipswich depend on the watershed for drinking water, according to the task force. Increasing demand and withdrawals, low stream flows, and greater evaporation from plants in the summer stresses the supply. On Monday, Senator Bruce Tarr's office announced that the task force is examining studies on water needs and alternative sources that the region could use going forward, including potentially building a reservoir in Topsfield. The group also recently formed two new subcommittees and secured $200,000 to evaluate supply options and help the communities decide what to pursue. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Northeast Tide of the North Shore Baseball League pulled out a 4-3 win over the Beverly Rex last night to send the best of 7-game championship series to a Game 7. That game will be played tonight at Leary Field in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with the first pitch at 5:30 p.m. Peabody High School track coach Fernando Braz picked up two coaching awards this summer: the Division II Coach of the Year from the Massachusetts State Track Coaches Association and the 2025 Massachusetts Boys Track and Cross Country Coach of the Year from the U.S. Marine Corps. As the high school fall sports season gets underway, there's something new for student athletes and fans alike at Ipswich High School, according to Athletics Director Tom Gallagher.
Probably the biggest thing, since we're talking about assistance and facilities in summer, we were fortunate this summer to come across some capital funding from the town, and we were able to redo our competition gym here at the school. So we took the floor down to bare wood and redesigned the basketball volleyball court. We tore out the bleachers and put in brand new bleachers. So anybody that's coming to a game, whether it's volleyball this fall or basketball this winter, is going to see a new and improved Tiger Den in there. So something that we're really happy with and really proud of. The companies that we work with have done amazing work, and we're excited to show it off and start to get kids using it.
That's Ipswich High School Athletics Director Tom Gallagher. Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-3 last night in New York. Game 2 of the series tonight at 7:05. And the Patriots lost to the Giants 42-10 last night in their final exhibition game. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.